From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. On Rattlesnake Ridge in Washington's Cascade Mountains, King County sheriffs believe they have found the dead body of Peter Keller. The survivalist had not been seen since last weekend's killings of Keller's wife and daughter, for which he'd been charged. Sheriff spokeswoman Sergeant Katie Larson said officers blasted open the mouth of the bunker when an effort to communicate with Keller failed.
We began trying to engage in conversation with the person in the bunker, didn't receive any response. And at that point, our TAC-30 team used an explosive to breach the roof of the heavily fortified bunker, and then that allowed us to see into the bunker.
She said the apparent cause of death was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. There are reports a blind Chinese legal activist managed to escape house arrest in his village and is currently under the protection of the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. As the BBC's Martin Patience tells us, dissident Chen Kuangcheng is now worried about his family.
Neither the American or Chinese government has publicly commented on this case. But yesterday, a prominent dissident told the BBC that Chen Kuangcheng had been taken to the U.S. Embassy. After his dramatic escape from his home in Shandong province, Mr. Chen released a video calling for China's premier to ensure the safety of his family. There are reports that the activist's brother and a nephew are among those who've been detained by the police for helping him to flee.
The BBC's Martin Patience. Congressional Republicans have passed a bill preventing increases in student loans, but as NPR's David Wellner reports, the White House is not satisfied.
The bill extending the Stafford College loan subsidies costs nearly $6 billion. House Republicans pay for that by abolishing a preventive health fund in the new health care law. Democrats said that will harm the health of women and children. House Speaker John Boehner disagreed.
People want to politicize this because it's an election year, but my God, do we have to fight about everything?
The measure narrowly passed, but Connecticut Democrat Joe Courtney said it's as far as the bill will go.
This measure is dead. It will be vetoed. It's not going anywhere.
Senate Democrats next month take up a similar loan extension bill, but it's paid for by closing tax loopholes. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
In his weekly address, the president is reminding soldiers and veterans of a crackdown on unscrupulous for-profit educational institutions seeking to benefit from GI education benefit dollars.
The sad truth is that there are people out there who are less interested in helping our men and women in uniform getting ahead and more interested in making a buck.
The program was introduced at a military base in Georgia this Friday. The program is called Know Before You Owe. This is NPR News in Washington. Spain is stepping up security ahead of a European Central Bank meeting in Barcelona next week. Lauren Freyer has details from Madrid.
With a single visa, you can normally travel freely within the so-called Schengen zone, 26 countries that make up most of mainland Europe. But now Spain has temporarily revoked the Schengen Treaty, allowing officials to check passports along the border with France and at international airports in the country's northeast. Those are the ones closest to Barcelona, where the European Central Bank convenes a board meeting Thursday. Spain wants to thwart protesters who might demonstrate outside the ECB meeting. Spain has Europe's highest unemployment rate, and people here are angry about austerity measures imposed partly under pressure from the ECB. Last month, protesters set fires and clashed with police during a general strike here. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
Over a six-month period ending in March, thousands of unaccompanied child immigrants crossing the Texas border were rounded up by the U.S. Office of Refugee Resettlement. This according to an AP review of the Department of Human and Health Services statistics. In all, 5,000 children wound up in U.S. custody without a parent or guardian. Government and nonprofit agencies have been working to expand shelter and reunification services, as well as getting legal representation for the children. The streets of Rome were filled with bicyclists today in a demonstration calling for more respect and safety for people traveling by bike. At one point, the protesters got off their bikes and laid down in the streets to symbolize cyclists and pedestrians struck by cars. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.